to Jesus and Mary.
After four seasons, the late-night show Desus and Mero, hosted by Desus Nice and the kid Mero, has come to an end. The duo is known as the Bodega Boys, and they had a range of guests on their Showtime series, from discussing absurd sneaker prices with Bernie Sanders to chats with Denzel Washington about life growing up in New York. This all comes just after another late-night personality, James Corden, announced his plans to step down as host of CBS's The Late Late Show. And this week, TBS cut its late-night show, Full Frontal, with Samantha Bee. So what is going on in the world of late-night TV, and what might happen next? Let's ask NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Let's start with Desus and Mero. Maybe not as well known as the others I've mentioned, in addition to their competitors, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. But it had really, really strong reviews from TV critics. Why didn't it last?
Well, as far as we know, it didn't last because the partnership between the Bodega Boys didn't last. I think Showtime valued the critical attention that the show was getting and valued the fact that it was very different than any other kind of talk show. So I think they would have kept doing it for as long as those guys wanted to keep doing it. But apparently those guys decided to stop working together. And so their podcast and their late night show have ended.
As they exit the field and Samantha Bee's show gets cut, we yet again come up with that age-old question about diversity in the late-night world, which is mostly populated with white men in middle age. We've had other hosts of color before, Lily Singh, Wanda Sykes, but those shows ended up getting canceled as well. What happens now? Is this an opportunity perhaps to further diversify, or what's going on?
I would imagine your question is top of mind for executives at a lot of places, including CBS, which has to figure out what to do with James Corden's time slot. I think the idea of the late night TV show has been in flux in recent years as it's become more and more obvious that the young demographic are actually watching TikTok videos. They're watching videos on YouTube. They may be watching these late night shows, but they're watching them on social media. And these shows are kind of steeped in tradition, especially on the broadcast networks. And I think that's why we've seen so little diversity amongst the hosts, because they're afraid of upsetting that very delicate balance that they now have, where somebody like, you know, Stephen Colbert gets about 3 million viewers a night on the network, but he also has millions of viewers on YouTube and on social media. So what do you do when James Corden decides to leave and you have to decide, do you replace him with somebody who speaks to that more youthful demographic, or do you replace him with somebody who can maybe straddle those two worlds a little better? And the fact that somebody like Lily Singh, like you mentioned, who was a star on YouTube and social media, you know, she kind of failed in hosting a show for NBC that was after Seth Meyers' show. It was on pretty late at like 1:30 in the morning. The fact that that show kind of failed is making people wonder. And, you know, I think they feel the same thing when they look at Desus and Mero, or they look at Z-Way, who also hosts a show on Showtime.
Our next guest is an iconic comedian and landlord. Please welcome Hannibal Buress.
Z-Way, what's happening?
Thank you for coming on my show. I think that you are an incredible talent.
Appreciate that.
How much money do you have on you at this very juncture?
These are people whose fame came from online, came from social media, came from podcasts. Can that translate into a more conventional TV show? And I'm not sure that we have the answer to that yet. And that may be the key to the future of late night television as we know it.
Can a network like Showtime compete in the late night sector? I mean, you talked about, you know, these traditions on places like CBS and ABC. Is there a possibility that Z-Way could on Showtime could actually break into this market in a significant way? Or is this sort of the purview of these older traditional networks?
Well, I think the great thing about what we would call a premium cable channel like Showtime or HBO is that they're not as tethered to ratings as the broadcast networks are or even cable channels are. So they can create a show because they think it's unique or because critics like it or because it wins Emmy Awards or because it gets attention in some other way. I think in a way, Showtime and HBO are much better suited to this kind of stuff because they can create these shows and just say, let's take an interesting talent. Let's let them say what they want to say. Let's put it out there and let's see how people react to it. So they have a lot of sort of innovative, different kinds of talk formats featuring people of color that they're putting out there, I think mostly because it's different. It's nothing like a broadcast network could do. So I'm most hopeful about seeing something new in those spaces as opposed to, you know, whatever they come up with on CBS in James Corden's time slot. It has to sort of speak to broadcast television in a way. It's got to be somewhat successful in that format. And so that's going to handcuff them a little bit, I think.
Eric Deggans is a TV critic for NPR. Eric, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.